Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 14 and 16 to 17. The body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the ear should say, "Because I'm not an eye, I don't belong to the body," it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? I just love Paul's sense of humour. He imagines a conversation going on within the body, which is plainly ridiculous. It'd be crazy if the ear were to complain that it wasn't a proper part of the body because it wasn't an eye. But funny as it is, Paul is making a very serious point. He's talking about inferiority complexes, and they get everywhere. Many people in churches look down on themselves, something they don't count because they're only a Sunday school teacher or only a cleaner or have only just arrived. Paul wants to make it clear that, so far as God is concerned, there are no only people in the church. Every single person is vital. Paul recognises that there's another problem as well, and that's the problem of having a superiority complex. And this is just as ridiculous. No part of the body can afford to look down on another part. We need to learn to treasure everybody, to value them highly, because God has placed them within the church. And without them, the church would be unable to function. So let me ask you a couple of questions. Have you ever suffered from an inferiority complex or a superiority complex? And if so, how does this passage help you? And now let's pray together. Lord, help us to value the members of our church in the way that you do. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.